One of the things I talk a lot about on our Patreon vlog and certainly with NEMS Linux is single board computers. I'm so excited about the way computers have gone. We started with like big XT computers that, you know, you had to pull out and they were massive. They were heavy. They had big CRT monitors on them. And now we're into laptops and tablets and very small form factor computers, and they're quite powerful. Our phones are quite a bit more powerful than the computers that we had 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, taking that technology, so think about a phone and how small it is, and holy cow, how can it do 3D games? How can it do such sophisticated graphics and really responsively? And then take that technology and transfer it to what's called a single board computer. And tonight, I'm looking at the ROCK 64, which I've installed an operating system on. I'm going to show you what this looks like. Let's see if I can... There we go. So the ROCK 64, you saw it unboxed here on Category 5 TV. This is super tiny. Now, I want to give you an impression as to how small this is. I'm just going to reach out and touch this. Just like that. There it is, folks. I mean, this is...
If it helps, here's cell phone.
Here's your smartphone?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff. So this is... What type of phone is this?
Samsung A8.
All right. So there you go. So it's super, super tiny. You see the circuit board here. And what I've got connected to it is a full-sized HDMI. Now, the ROCK 64 supports 4K at up to 60 frames per second. How beautiful is that? Look at the form factor. So we've also got gigabit Ethernet. We've got USB 3. And I've actually got a dedicated USB 3 bus here. And I've got two dedicated USB 2 ports. So when I say that it's dedicated, that means that it's not sharing the bus with, say, Ethernet.
Okay.
One of the downfalls of the Raspberry Pi microcomputer, the single board computer, is that it shares with the USB 2 its Ethernet. So even the gigabit model, the Raspberry Pi 3, even though it's technically gigabit, they brand it as gigabit Ethernet, it only gets like 300 megabits a second because it's shared with the USB 2.
Right.
This has completely dedicated lanes, and it is gigabit, true gigabit Ethernet. Then we've got a barrel connector for the 5-volt power, and what I'm running on tonight, there are two hard drive options out of the box. There's eMMC, which is what I'm running on. I've got a 16 gigabyte eMMC card, and under that you can install instead a micro SD card. Micro SD is a little slower for sure, and certainly less reliable. eMMC is more like an SSD for single board computers. A couple of key points for those of you who are makers or want to be makers. This has Raspberry Pi 2 GPIOs, as a matter of fact. So we've got the Raspberry Pi P5 Plus, and we've got the 2 GPIO built into the ROCK 64. A couple of other specs for you. 64-bit quad-core CPU. Mm-hmm. It's the A53, so it's Atom. It comes in three different models. So the Raspberry Pi is like, it's limited to, and if you're a Raspberry Pi fan like me, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm not saying Raspberry Pi is not good. I'm just saying let's use something that is very familiar to us and compare.
So, I think apple pie is better. Maybe pumpkin.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Sorry.
Raspberry Pi comes and is 1 gigabyte of memory. Now, the ROCK 64 has 1 gigabyte, 2 gigabytes, or 4 gigabytes.
Ooh.
So there are three different models that you can buy.
Okay.
So the 4 gigabyte model that I'm using today is 4 times the RAM of a Raspberry Pi 3B Plus.
Right.
So
okay.
It has true gigabit Ethernet and 4 times the RAM. Plus, it has eMMC, which is faster and more reliable than microSD. And the Raspberry Pi only has microSD. So there is a big comparison here, a big contrast in what you're getting.
Right.
So when you look at the bottom dollar and you say, okay, well, the Rock 64 is a little bit more money than the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus, it's a little bit apples to oranges or pies to Rock 64s because...
Acorns or
raspberries
to
rocks.
Yeah.
Because you're getting something completely more powerful with the Rock 64.
Now, for Absolutely. Somebody who's used to only Raspberry Pi or Odroid, okay. would this fall in the middle because it's 4 gig?
Well, it's 4 gigs of RAM, so it has 2 gigs more than the Odroid XU4.
Right.
The Odroid XU4,
I'm thinking the 8 cores or whatever.
Has 8 cores.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So how would this compare to the Odroid if somebody's kind of going,
We'd have to benchmark them side by side, and maybe that's something fun to do.
That
sounds like
a
show.
Can we do that?
Yeah, there we go. Okay, let's we'll pause and we'll hook everything up. No, I would like to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not really the nature of what we're doing tonight, because tonight I'd like to kind of take a different spin.
Right.
Sure.
Because the benchmarks are out there, and you can see Foranix, for example, gives some fantastic benchmarks that users have benchmarked these boards against one another.
Okay.
And you can see those. The XU4 is blazing fast.
Yes.
The Rock 64 is pretty darn good and amazing for the money. Now, the Rock Pro 64, which is available now, I have not got mine yet, but I will be showing it on the show here, is unbelievable. Are you ready? Can I just tell you? It has 10 cores.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? On a single board computer. Now, that's not this one. We're looking at the Rock 64. So this is a step down from that, but it's a fantastic board. But what we're looking at, I want to take the approach of, can this be used as a computer?
Sure.
I don't really care about numbers. I just want to know, can I fire this up? It's a really, really cheap computer.
Right.
Brutally cheap. Go over to cat5.tv/pine64 to check out the pricing in your region. And the reason that I don't say the price is because we have viewers all around the world. And if you're watching in California, well, the price is completely different than what it is up here in Canada.
That's true.
Unfortunately, we pay through the teeth.
Yeah, we
do. So let's look at it from a user standpoint.
Okay.
I think, that's really the core of what I wanted to tell you about the peripherals and what it is. The only other thing I want to mention is, first of all, it's got an infrared port here, so that if you want to use software that allows you to use a remote control, you can. It also has a power button, a reset button, and a recovery button. The recovery button allows you to restore from an eMMC card. Power button, of course. Just little details like that. It's just a momentary switch, but it allows you to power off safely. It'll do an ACPI shutdown on that board. Raspberry Pi doesn't have that.
That's true.
So that's something to consider. Now, the Odroid XU4 does.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into the software end of things. I want to actually bring that up on my screen. So what I've installed is the IUFan build of Ubuntu 18.04 with LXDE. And right out of the box, that's kind of what it looks like. Now, I simply added a desktop wallpaper that I got off Pexels.com.
It
comes with Firefox. Why, thank you. And let's just bring up Firefox and see how things look. And I realize that things are very, very tiny. I'm gonna make things a little bigger for you as I can. So a couple things that I experienced right out of the box. Just to be upfront straight with you. The certificates.
Right.
And I think that you might encounter this. I brought up Firefox, and Google wouldn't come up.
Oh.
GIMP.org wouldn't come up. Nothing would come up, and it would say that the certificates were invalid.
Oh.
Okay.
And I thought, what on earth? So I thought, okay, well, I'll generate snake oil certificates. So I created snake oil certificates. Still the same problem.
Huh.
Yeah, you're like, with snake oil?
I feel like we've had this on a previous show.
We haven't. This is
totally different.
This is deja vu.
Okay.
Right.
Snake oil certificates are obviously that you just faked a certificate number or something.
Right. That didn't fix it.
No. Weird.
So, yeah. I know, right? So I got looking at it and I was like, okay, what could this be? And then I realized I'm not even sure. Does the Rock 64 have an RTC real-time clock? I think it does, but I don't have a battery plugged into it.
Right.
So regardless, I got into the terminal and I decided to check. So now you see it's fixed. So obviously I did find the problem. Let's bring up System Tools, LX Terminal. And thanks to our viewers for sharing with me, and I'm going to absolutely memorize this, Control Shift plus allows me to zoom in. Thank you, my community. And I'm going to go sudo su. And my password is simply rock64 on this board. And let's see. So I'm going to type date. And I see now that the date is correct. But what I saw was that it was set to July 3rd, 1979 or something. I don't know. Something crazy. So on my computer, my laptop, I brought up my blog because my blog has some pretty interesting things on it, I got to say. Now, I've got the browser working here now so I can do this. But let's head on over to baldnerd.com. That's me.
Lots of shameless plugs tonight.
Lots.
This is good.
All right. So on my site, there's a search up at the top right. And what I want you to do is type Linux date. Let's see if that comes up for me. And I did this on my laptop. It doesn't. So I'll just give you the URL. Let's see here. We've got NEMS. We've got Who is the Bald Nerd. Regardless, it's baldnerd.com/nerdgasms. Okay, so on my blog, and I will, what I'll do is I'm going to post a link below because that's going to make things a little easier for you to find. All right, so here I've got set your Linux date and time. And the reason that I want to show you this is because what this script does that I wrote is it automatically gives you the command that you need to run in order to set your date and time based on the current date and time in your region. So it actually supports multiple different time zones. So Sasha will be thrilled about that. So all I did was I ran that command because what was happening there, Sasha, is my certificate was issued. It's even though it's a self-signed certificate, it was issued for a future date.
Right, because
the date on my SBC was in the past. Right. So if you encounter that, it's a little bit of an idiosyncrasy. It's like you could tear your hair out if I had any, and that's all it was. The date was incorrect on the board.
Incredible.
Out of the box, yeah,
it's almost like a dumbed down version of the Y2K.
Just one of those funny things, right? So having set the date, all of a sudden, everything started working. So I was able to browse the web, and I'm able to get online, and so on and so forth. So so everything seems to work pretty good. Now, right up front, and just so you understand a little bit about, like, Rock 64 and this whole kind of... And I started playing with... I wanted to check out if I could do mining, for example.
Okay.
And I wasn't able to get that to compile. And I had some trouble. You'll see in my history here, I tried to apt install GIMP. Then I used Flatpak to install GIMP. And I actually had to use Flatpak in order to get it installed.
Okay. Why is that?
Good question. And this is what I want to differentiate and I want folks to understand. A lot of times we can get into these bleeding edge kind of pieces of hardware.
Mm-hmm.
We can get a Rock 64 or a Rock Pro 64, or one of those new single board computers. And the same thing happened to the ASUS Tinkerboard. It got a really bad rep because the software just wasn't there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So understand there's a bit of a process with this type of thing. It's a very open platform. So what happens is the manufacturer, in this case Pine 64, develops an incredible board.
Mm-hmm.
And they release it. And then it's up to the development community to create software for it. Okay? So it takes time.
Right.
So right now IUFAN is working hard on this, but also working on the Rock Pro 64. And so this one's kind of fallen by the wayside, and some things are falling through the cracks. And when you do an apt update, you need to approve the fact that IUFAN has moved the repository with a yes.
So there's some things.
There are some things in the software. So don't judge the hardware based on the software. Instead, learn along with it.
Right.
It's a bit of a process, and it's really exciting to be here at that kind of entry level and, like, while it's bleeding edge, while it's still being developed.
Right.
And so with GIMP, for example, I couldn't use apt to install it, but I was able to use Flatpak, and the instructions are directly on GIMP.org. When you go to download, it says, here's how you install it with Flatpak, and it actually took me through installing Flatpak first, which I did through apt, and then installing the GNU image manipulation program. When I say GIMP, that's what I'm talking about. It's like basically like Photoshop, but it's free and it's available on Linux.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
So let's give it a go. I haven't even launched this yet, but let's see. Okay, so I'm going to open, and I only have that one picture here, Jeff. I'm going to go over to Rock64, Pictures. And
it's the mountains.
There we are, the mountains that I got from pexels.com. And okay. I have to say, okay, so this image is like 3,000 by 16. It's really
that
hard for me to
quick.
See. It's really fast.
Yeah.
It's responsive. It feels a little bit like a desktop computer, and I hesitate to say that because, you know, mileage may vary. Right, it depends on what you're doing. So while I have that GIMP image open, let's try a couple of other things. Let's get back over to Firefox, and let's do something I haven't done on here yet. And let's bring up YouTube and see what happens. And so I'm connected through Ethernet on my network here. So speed maybe because we're broadcasting. Let's try Category 5 TV. And it does feel a little sluggish. So I can feel that.
Okay.
I can feel that. So
a little lag.
Yeah. So I do feel the kind of hesitation when mm-hmm. I type something. But that's okay. Because I know what I'm expecting out of a single board computer at this price point.
Well, exactly, yeah.
And where does this kind of thing fall in? I mean, behind your TV? If it plays video well, mm-hmm. if it actually works, then hey, we're golden. It does have that gigabit Ethernet, which I think is a huge advantage when it comes to a set-top box, for example. But as the software evolves and as things grow with the Rock64 community, the development community, we're going to start to see things really work even better. And things work really, really well. Oh, Sasha, look.
Oh, it's me.
It's you.
Is that Try It, Buy It?
It is.
Oh, I remember that show.
Oh, it was a great show, that one episode.
Failed at the pilot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I realized that it was really just going to be expensive. I was going to try everything and buy everything.
I know.
That was the problem.
This is exactly how it would have went down. Now, what I want to know, once we get through the ad on YouTube...
Okay.
Is it going to let me skip?
Skip.
Thank you, YouTube. So what I want to know is, you know, what's the performance... So video looks like it performs very well.
Yeah, it does.
I'm just going to mute that, just in case. I'm not sure if you guys can hear that or not. So performance looks great.
Thanks.
I'm going to make it full screen. Frame rate still looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little laggy. Yeah,
man.
But it's absolutely usable. So that's cool. Hey, that takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was so young back then.
So, I mean, things... Now, remember, I've also got this massive image in the background here.
Yeah, that's true.
And let's see what happens if I run a quick effect here. So, let's simply do a rotation. So, we'll rotate at 90 degrees. That is unbelievable. I mean, that's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple tests here, but this is really, you know, I want the user experience. I want to know kind of how this works.
What about, like, if you adjust the colors, like the saturation or something?
You want to give it a go?
Yeah, just because that's like a real-time adjustment.
Sure.
And just see how it affects.
So let's, okay, so you want to know about saturation. So, and again, this looks really, really tiny on my screen.
Because it's got that sliding scale, right?
Yeah. So
How quick is it to res? Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's try something like curves. Or levels, even. Levels would be a good test. In real time.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Let's darken the photo. If I can grab that little...
Oh.
Okay, so you can... Wow.
So it's not terrible. It's not like my 24-core dual CPU system.
No, but if you're doing some minor graphic editing, it's totally fine.
And if you're doing something like accessing the internet, and you just want a really cheap kind of system connected. But what else is this good for? I mentioned the GPIOs.
Yep.
So it has two of them. If you want to tinker, if you want a little more power than what you're used to with a single board computer, if you want to create some things, if you even want to install NEMS on it. I mean, NEMS is supported if you want to use it as a server.
Right.
Right? You can do that, and it is more powerful than the Raspberry Pi 3. So definitely check it out. cat5.tv/pine64 is a link that will take you to all the various Pine64 products that we have reviewed here on the show and shown you. And as well, we've got the unboxing video and so on. And I have to admit, I'm impressed with the build quality and the and the overall quality of the Pine64 boards. And the software, again, is not quite there yet.
Right.
I know it's coming. And I'm excited about it. A little heads up, you can install Android on it. So you can't do that with some other SBCs, but with this one you can. And so there are a whole lot of other programs you can install. This is Ubuntu 18.04.
Yep.
You can install other applications. Head on over to their website to find out more about what's available. Check out the ROC 64. You can get it at cat5.tv/pine64.